The debate over whether Britain should leave the European Union in the so-called Brexit vote next Thursday became deadly today. A member of Parliament, Jo Cox, was shot and killed. She was in favor of staying in the EU. A man reportedly yelled, "Britain first," before attacking her. The campaigns for and against Brexit were suspended. Someone with the Twitter handle StrongerIn, obviously in favor of staying in, tweeted, "Our thoughts are with Jo Cox and her family." Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Maggie, what a terrible turn. I mean, had the debate heated up this week? What's going on?
It did, Robin. And this is simply shocking. And I think we agree with that statement. We all have heavy hearts today. And I think we're all thinking about her family and her loved ones. The debate has gotten more heated. It's gotten more passionate in part because the polls are so close. Right now, in fact, according to the latest YouGov poll that we were quoting today, the Leave camp has pulled ahead, 46% wanting to leave, 39% remain, 11% undecided. But, you know, the polls, I have to caution, have proved very unpredictable in the past, especially in the UK, and I think many consider it really too close to call at this point.
Well, and so obviously we have this human element now. We're going to hear how this affects the debate going on. I'm sure people in Britain are appalled at this turn. But how has this swing from the Remain In campaign holding the edge to now the Get Out people pulling ahead in the polls, how is this impacting markets?
Investors are getting very nervous about this. We saw Janet Yellen, the Fed chairwoman, mention it as one of the factors that contributed to the Fed's decision not to raise interest rates. And for a long time, I think investors just assumed it was noise. It was going to be a Remain victory despite the campaigning. But as these polls have tightened, they really seem to have woken up to the possibility, wait a minute, this may actually happen. And I have to tell you, anecdotally, I've been getting a lot of phone calls from people in financial markets asking, is this real? And I was in Washington, and no matter what the subject was, we were there for a women's summit. The first thing people were asking me is Britain really going to leave the EU? Mm-hmm. So it is really front of mind for people and very unnerving for the markets right now.
And again, the fact that somebody who reportedly shouted out something in favor of leaving the EU killed somebody today or allegedly killed somebody today. You have to wonder how that's going to affect that side's cause. But meanwhile, there's research from the services firm Deloitte showing that 49% of businesses are considering the implications of a Brexit, of a leave. So what are they doing?
You know, it's interesting. I just interviewed a BMW board member today, Ian Robertson, and I asked him, and he said nothing changes overnight. Businesses will continue. They most certainly, and many, want the UK to stay in, but they don't believe it will have an immediate and material impact. So they are very much trying to take the long view. That's what I've heard over and over again from CEOs. But I have to tell you, Robin, you've got to believe behind closed doors, they are working on contingency plans simply because we can't handicap what the market fallout will be if they vote to leave.
Yeah. Any thoughts you want to leave us with, Maggie? We got about 30 seconds here. I mean, what else should we be looking for in the coming days?
I mean, I think right now this has created so much uncertainty about the tenor of the debate. I would watch the polls very closely. They're apt to change. This may be what we look back on as a seminal event in this debate.
And a very, very sad one. Again, a member of Parliament in Britain shot dead reportedly because of her stand on Britain staying in the EU. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.